Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Pachyork. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Nyman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vance Law. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lorenzo Gray. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rusty Kuntz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Wells. Batting seventh. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Fado. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sal Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Havens. And now, play ball. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wells scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillard for the out. One out. Tom Pachyork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyork strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. One out. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman strikes out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti takes first base on ball four. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. One out. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 1 in the game. Nyman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to third. Nyman moves to second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Nyman scores. Law moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0 for 1 in the game. Koontz is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Butera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pachyorek takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wells strikes out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kittle. Bush reaches second base with a double. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0-for-1 in the game. Fado takes first base on ball 4. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-1 in the game. Butera hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hill fields it, throws to 3rd-for-1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nyman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Nyman reaches second base with a double. Baines moves to 3rd. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines scores. Nyman moves to 3rd. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Paul Boris now pitching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hill bunts towards 3rd. Gaetti fields it and throws to 1st for the out. Nyman scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-2 in the game. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado fields it and throws to 2nd for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harold Baines now playing right field. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing 3rd base. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to 1st for the out. Mitchell moves to 2nd. One out. Randy Johnson pinch hits for Tom Brunansky. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards 1st. Nyman scoops it up and throws to 1st, with Hoyt covering, for the out. Mitchell moves to 3rd. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Law. Mitchell scores. Ward moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Castano now playing second base. Randy Johnson now playing right field. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-3 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Paciorek strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Wells hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Bush hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Koontz. Bush reaches second base with a double. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Fado hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-2 in the game. Butera hits a fly ball into left field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Mike Squires pinch hits for Chris Nyman. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Hill hits a pop-up towards short. Fado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. Two outs. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hoyt, and towards Law, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Rudy Law pinch hits for Rusty Koontz. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wells scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker pinch hits for Steve Dillard. Jeff Little now pitching. Greg Luzinski pinch hits for Greg Walker. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jay Lovaglio now playing second base. Rudy Law now playing center field. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wells hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law, who is chasing the ball. Wells reaches third base with a triple. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lovaglio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.